Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. For the Houston Texans down in Houston, the most predictable result of the season for the Colts. This thing completely predictable. Colts did exactly what they needed to do to win this game, and this is a game they absolutely needed to win. If you lose this game, you drop to 6-7. From 6-7, there's no path to the playoffs given the schedule that the Colts have remaining. Again, this is an it's a Colts instant post game. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best in the world. 317-849-2933 is the number to call to align yourself with a great ambassador for improved dental health. That's what you want to do, isn't it? Absolutely. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's go. And we do a little victory dance, do we not? When we lose, we drink a milkshake. When we win, there's a victory dance in the dining room. There's nothing wrong with that. Jonathan Taylor today, really, really good until that fumble, but we're not going to worry about the fumble. Taylor, 32 rushes, 143 yards for the season. He's got 1,345 yards in 13 games. Listen, we talk about, you know, there's the extra games, so it kind of devalues records and that kind of stuff. What Jonathan Taylor is doing this year, go back to when the NFL played 14 games. Right back in the early to mid-70s, 1,345 yards was a hell of a lot, and Taylor has another game to get to 14, two more to get to 16, three more to get to 17 after those that other. He's got four left, and he's averaging better than 100 yards a game. He could get to 1,800 yards for the season, and he could get to a pretty spectacular number of touchdowns. Right now, he's got 16. It has been since 2006 that a running back in the NFL got to 19 or more touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor and that offensive line did work today. You control the football. You control the clock. You control the game. More than 40 minutes time of possession for the Colts today. That defense was really good. How about Al-Kadeem Muhammad? Couple of sacks. Kamoko Touré, the much maligned Kamoko Touré, couple of sacks. Nice day for him. Michael Pittman, a nice day. Carson Wentz, not a bad day. Let's check his stats. I didn't write him down. Nice to see Sam Ellinger get in the game also. Wentz, 16 of 22 for 158, a touchdown. No interceptions. His quarterback rating, 107.8. Listen to this. These are the statistics, the passing statistics, for the Houston Texans. They split time between Tyrod Taylor, who was 5 of 13, and Davis Mills, who was 6 of 14. They threw for a combined, their passing yards was 57. That's not good. Rushing yards, 84. Receiving yards, 94. So evidently with sacks and whatnot, the yards passing kind of got trimmed, and that's the way it goes. But what a, I'm not going to call it a snoozer. I love games like this. Games like this are terrific. Really, really fun. You get to watch Colts do what they do best. They ran the football, and then they played really good defense. And granted, the Texans were way depleted by illness. They had a bunch of guys with the flu. And so you got Rex Burkhead as their leading rusher, 8 for 30. You know, Brandon Cooks is a legitimate wide receiver, so that's good. You guys are great against bad teams. Everybody's great against bad teams. There's nothing wrong with being great against bad teams. That's a compliment. You guys beat who you're supposed to. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's a comment on the YouTube channel. Now, you got to beat teams you maybe are even up with if you want to get to a Super Bowl, if you want to move forward in the playoffs. Colts, they have a week off. Didn't look like anybody got hurt today. That's a good thing. And so you come back to Lucas Oil Stadium 13 days from now. It's a Saturday night game, December 18th, and you take on the New England Patriots. You win that game, you put yourself in a great position to make the playoffs. You lose that game, you're still alive, but you're barely breathing. You're kind of on the ventilator, and people are sort of lurking, wondering if they're going to pull the plug. You know, it's kind of that situation where nobody wants to be in that situation. You know, people start talking about the will, that kind of thing. Hey, how much is he leaving us? When's he going? You don't want to be that football team, and the Colts would become that football team if they drop to 7-7 after a defeat against the Patriots. Hopefully they get through that game, and hopefully they can confuse Mac Jones a little bit. The Colts defensively are a little bit quirky. They don't do what every other team in the NFL does. And then from an offensive perspective, here's the thing with Belichick. And you talk to anybody who's ever worked with Belichick or knows him at all or really just watches his teams. What do his teams do? They pick a guy that they got to stop. Not too tough with the Colts. You got to stop Jonathan Taylor. And so you can bet that Belichick is going to load the box, make it really, really, really difficult for the Colts to get done what they want to do on the ground, try to put the game into Carson Wentz's hands, knowing that you can get him to throw it to you a little bit, even though this year, not a lot of interceptions. Very, very few interceptions for Carson Wentz this year. And so we got that to look forward to. And really, once they got off to this 0-3 start, this is all we wanted. This is fine, right? We're at December 5th. We want meaningful football to be played moving beyond this, right? You got the late bye week. You're going to get healthy. By the way, New England is also going to be coming off a bye week. They've got a bye week next week as well. So you just want it to be meaningful on December 18th and then meaningful again on Christmas night in Arizona. And then if it's meaningful back here against the Las Vegas Raiders, you know what? We feel pretty good, right? You win the next two, you're going to the playoffs. Because they're, at worst, going to split the last two. Win the next two, your ticket's punched. I think if you beat the Patriots, you lose to the Cardinals, and you win the last two against the Raiders and the Jaguars in Jacksonville, I think you're going. 10-7, with all those wins against AFC conference teams, you got a really good chance. How about the Colts today, though? Winning, again, 31-0. Their first road shutout since 1992. Their first shutout of any kind since 2018 when they beat the Dallas Cowboys. And that game was week... It was in December. I think it was week 14 or week 15. It was their 14th game after that game. I think they were 8-6. And they wound up going to the playoffs after that. Nice. Colts, great job today. What else went on? Not so much. How about this? This is kind of interesting. With 3:50 left in the third quarter, when Tyrod Taylor was pulled, they had a perfectly balanced offense. The Texans had thrown for 45 yards. They had run for 45 yards. They had had an interception, a turnover via interception, and a turnover via fumble. How about Kenny Moore? The way he started this game was over from Jump Street. The Colts, they win the toss, they defer. First play from scrimmage for the Texans, pick by Kenny Moore. Kenny Moore, and you saw it in this week's Hard Knocks, right? Tom Brady came up to him and said, hey, I've been watching you for a long time. You are great at what you do. Kenny Moore is, and we saw later on, he's about as humble as he is great. That's the way it is with Jonathan Taylor. The Colts like that kind of guy. They have a locker room full of them. Coming up next, tomorrow, how about breakfast with Kent? I can't wait. It's going to be, yeah, you do need to buy Ivan a sawdust milkshake because Ivan had this one wired on Friday. He said it was going to be a blowout. Take the Colts in every way possible. He was right now. He blew the Georgia-Alabama game yesterday. He swung and missed on that game. But today, I think he's made up for it. Also with the Bears, he had the Bears beating the Cardinals in Chicago. If their starting quarterback was going to play. He didn't. Andy Dalton played. And so you wind up with a no blood because all money was pulled from that bet. Because there you go. All right. Anyway, this coming week with a bye week, that doesn't mean we stop doing stuff. Breakfast with Kent tomorrow, Inside Indiana Sports Now, tomorrow afternoon, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie, you can bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. Cannot wait to talk to you then. Have a great rest of your Sunday. I'm going to go ahead because the Colts won. Based upon my wife's say-so, the great Julie, said, hey, you know what? Let's treat this like a Saturday. We don't have to have this be a Sunday. None of us wants it to be a Sunday. So let's change our attitude. Treat it like a Saturday. I'm all in.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.